This piece, Charles Ives, Three Places in New England, is a little unusual, so I thought I would share a few thoughts with you about it. Last summer, I had the opportunity to visit Danbury, Connecticut, and the house where Charles Ives was born in 1874. As I recalled how neglected this composer's music was, I also remembered a comment that Leonard Bernstein had made about Charles Ives. He said, "We have suddenly discovered our musical Mark Twain, Emerson, and Lincoln all rolled into one." More than any other musician in American history, Ives represented the writings and the morals of Thoreau and Emerson, the Transcendentalist movement, and the idealism of Walden Pond. Ives was genuinely concerned with human experience and expressing material, moral, intellectual, and spiritual values through musical sounds. And he wrote, "Can it be done by anything short of an act of mesmerism on the part of the composer, or an act of kindness on the part of the listener?" In Three Places in New England, which is sometimes called New England Symphony, we hear the vivid human experience of a man truly expressed in musical thought. The St. Gaudens sculpture in Boston Commons, depicts the Civil War's Black 54th Regiment focusing on the eyes of marching soldiers who look straight ahead, determined, their bodies straining forward. Charles Ives' family had been involved in the abolitionist movement, and the music in this movement contains ideas that are almost incoherent, depicting heavy burdens, indescribable pain, and tragedy that goes beyond words. Second movement in Putnam's Camp, he recalls a childhood celebration of the 4th of July. A child wanders away from the rest of the children past the campground into the woods, and there experiences the events of history in a dream. Conflicting tempos, clashing tunes in separate keys, the march rhythm undercurrent, all serve to create an atmosphere in the human experience, which is somewhere between the dreamlike state and conscious reality. Finally, the Housatonic at Stockbridge was written reflecting on a Sunday morning walk that he took with his wife near Stockbridge the summer after they were married. And again, in his memos, he wrote, "We walked in the meadows along the river and heard the distant singing in a church across the river. The mist had not entirely left the riverbed, and the colors, the running water, the banks, and elm trees were something that one would always remember." Charles Ives described the sound of the muted upper strings that you hear at the beginning of the third movement as a kind of distant background of mists seen through the trees or over a river valley. He also encouraged and advised the audience or the listener to listen to the mist in the violins separately or subconsciously. And a request tonight from our musicians that if you take Ives' suggestion that any snoring or other disturbing noises be refrained from to not distract the orchestra. We hope you enjoy Charles Ives' Three Places in New England.